The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, the eerie echoes of Preston Castle. A conversation with Melissa Zellico. In the heart of California sits a towering relic of the past, Preston Castle, once a place meant to reform troubled youth, but now is known for something much darker. Since its opening in 1894, the halls of Preston Castle have witnessed discipline, death, and despair. Haunted by the restless spirits of former wards and staff, this eerie structure has become a hotspot for ghostly activity. From slamming doors to disembodied voices, Preston Castle has more than its fair share of chilling stories. On this episode of The Grave Talks, we dive into the haunted history of Preston Castle with Melissa Zellico, team leader with Preston Castle Paranormal, and we'll uncover eerie echoes that still resonate through its haunted halls. Thank you so much for talking with me today about the Preston Castle. And when I first saw a picture of the castle, it kind of took my breath away. Now, I just saw it with a picture. I've never actually seen it. But you live, you know, out in that area since you were a child. What was it like the first time you saw it?
I remember driving by, and my mom, she didn't tell me anything other than that's where the bad children were sent. So, and we used to drive by it every day on the way to school, on a school bus, excuse the bird. And, you know, and I always wondered who lived in the castle, what it looked like inside, you know, was it really bad kids? She didn't tell me it was boys, but she just said bad kids, maybe to keep me in line or something. She'd take me there.
Well, it kind of does feel a little threatening, because it's like, then if I'm bad mom, are you going to put me in that creepy looking castle?
Yeah, she sits right on top of a hill. You know, you could see her as you're pulling into town, and she sits right above the town, and she can be very opposing there, especially like in evening time.
And it's just big.
It's beautiful.
It's big.
It's huge. It's I want to say 50,000 square feet inside. But we only use the first three floors on a regular basis. I've been up to the upper floors, and the damage goes, the higher you go, the worse the damage is.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
So I don't know that in my lifetime I'm ever going to see her restored, but I would love to.
It's incredible, beautiful
and fancy. And you go in there now and it's walls, you know, the walls have bat poop on them and they're, you know, falling down and, you know, but I've been there for 13 years. I've been volunteering there, and to see how far we've come in those 13 years is just amazing.
Now you're a team leader with the paranormal, the Preston Castle Paranormal. Yes. There. How did you get interested in the paranormal? Is that something kind of always you've had an interest in?
My interest started when I was about 12 years old, and I was in a really serious car accident. It was so bad I was stuck in the middle of the back seat, and the car was on fire, and I couldn't get my seatbelt undone. And I remember a gentleman saying, reach up and grab my hands. I don't know how my seatbelt came undone, but as soon as my feet fell out of that car, the car exploded.
Oh my God, that gave me goosebumps.
Nobody's seen the guy except for me. You know, how did I get out of that car? The guy was gone. The police were looking for him. The fire department was looking for him, but he was just gone.
Grab his hand. It wasn't like he reached in and unbuckled the seatbelt. You took his hand and somehow got out.
The car was up on the driver's side. We were rolled on the side. So he had to climb up on that car. It wasn't like he was just reaching in the window or anything. So, and you know, I remember the feeling of like floating out of that car, you know, and the flames are right there and everything. And you know, I literally saw my life flash before my eyes that day. But nobody saw this guy except for me. And I can still today, talking about him, I still remember his face like I'm staring at him right now. And then fast forward to a few years later, and now I'm married and have my own children, and we lived in a house. When we first moved in the house, my daughter was two, and her and my niece would come running downstairs screaming and crying about the scary guy in Zara's closet. And then my kids started having experiences, and I tried to hide everything from them. My husband believes nothing as far as it comes to paranormal. He's never had an experience or nothing, and he thought I was crazy. You know, I would call him because all day long we would hear walking on the second floor, and he just thought I'd lost my mind. So finally, one day, I had gone to the store with my daughter, and my son called and said, Mom, there's somebody in the house. And he had seen this male apparition that I had seen. And after that, I called in a paranormal team to come and investigate the house. And we ended up having to call them back twice because after they came the first time, the activity ramped up. And they invited me to go along on an investigation with them one night. And that's how I started that. I started investigating. That's been about 15, 16 years now. And then as far as the Preston Castle, about 13 years ago, my friend, she was volunteering for them, but she was part of their annual haunted house. And she said, hey, you want to come and join us? And I was like, heck yeah. And I've been there ever since. This will be my 13th haunt this year.
Does your husband now believe in anything paranormal? Or is he still?
My husband is an Orthodox Jew. He does not believe. He believes now that I've had experiences. But he's still never had any experiences of his own. He still thinks I'm kind of crazy, you know, but he doesn't have a problem with me doing, you know, what I do. You know, he never experienced anything at the house we lived in. And then when we moved out of that house, we moved directly next door where our friend had died in the house, but we never had anything in the second house. But still, you know, he always tells me, don't you bring nothing home with you.
So a little bit of him believes something.
You know, I don't know what it was that finally one day made him believe me, but you know, he would never go for, you know, us going to church for like weddings and stuff. He, you know, kind of frowns upon just because of his religion and beliefs. You know, he would never call a minister in to bless the house, but our next door neighbors were ministers and he called them in to bless the house to see if that would work because it kind of gave him a bit of a fright, you know.
And maybe with, you know, kids and you and You know, it's like, well, my family's not crazy and something's happening to them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. At first, you know what? I was very quiet about it, about the things that I was experiencing. I didn't want my kids to overhear me or nothing because I didn't want them to be, to get the impression. I didn't want them to be afraid in their own house. I didn't want them to start thinking that they were seeing stuff. You know, now if I was like, I always had the belief if now if they come to me and they're starting to have their own experiences, then we'll deal with it then. And when they did, he was like, you know, are you sure you're not feeding them this stuff? Are you sure they're not hearing you? And I was very, very careful about, you know, not, you know, letting them hear me talking to it, somebody about it because of that.
Because so it would scare you.
And my son, after he saw that apparition, he was quite frightened. You know, he was like 11 and he was like, you know, at that age, remember when you wanted your mom and dad to leave so you could be home alone?
Mm-hmm.
After that, he was like, no, don't leave because I'm scared.
Something happened. So, and your husband gets that. Something happened. He wasn't like that before. He's like that now.
Yeah. 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 Now he knows, you know, something happened, but I don't think he's convinced of what it was, but there was a lot that happened in that house. Now that I'm, you know, a seasoned investigator, I wish I had access to that house because I'd be investigating there all the time.
It'd be interesting to know what's there now that it's been some time and you've got some skills.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but the people that lived there before us, the house had been raided. They were drug dealers and stuff like that. It was not a nice place. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But now that I know what I know, bad stuff like that can be a catalyst for bringing that stuff on, you know?
Energy feeds off energy. And if you've got a dark energy about you and I don't know, kind of, it makes sense to me.
Exactly.
Now with the Preston Castle, originally, you know, with your mom, she was right. That was where kids would go because it was the Preston School of Industry when it was built.
Yes, they called it that because they were trying to not have it be so prison-like. They wanted the boys that were there originally came from Folsom Prison and San Quentin Prison. And it wasn't until like the 1890s that Senator Preston said, geez, maybe these little boys should not be with these grown criminal men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were criminals themselves, but still, you know, they were getting influenced and they were going to go nowhere with their lives as young as they were, you know, being with these hardened criminals, these murderers and stuff.
Because probably way back then, too, they didn't have juvenile detention. They didn't have a place for these boys to go. So
they didn't.
You know,
So they built the Preston Castle and we had a sister school in Whittier, California, also. It was called the Whittier Boys School or something of that sort. And the two used to trade boys back and forth. A little bit later in time, the prison opened in 1894. When the first group of boys came. Then in those days, if you couldn't afford to feed your son, you could drop him off there. So there were boys who were nothing more than orphans
that were with
these criminal children, and some of them 7 or 8 years old. And it wasn't until the 1920s that they actually started segregating those little boys. They gave them their own dorm and they kept them separate. But before that, they were put with these older boys who did bad things to them, you know?
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And these are bad kids. They just, no fault of their own.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
And I do think the idea of this, the idea was good. Like, we can rehabilitate these kids. We'll give them a place and teach them trades. And and they had school as well, I think.
Yes.
So the idea of that was all good. I don't know that the implementation was always good, it sounds like.
It was well-intended. The idea of the juvenile system was a good idea. And but like you said, it depended on how bad the treatment of the kids was, depended on which superintendent was there at the time. You know, there was some of them were worse than others. Some of them, there was one who believed that the boys should govern themselves. And
like Lord of the Flies almost.
They each boy was in charge of governing himself. And that was supposed to teach them how to accept responsibility for their actions, but it in the end, it failed. The original superintendent, he was more corporal punishment. There's even still a whooping post over there. It's a ring attached to the wall on the back patio, where he used to cuff the boys to the whipping post and whoop them in front of all the other kids. So, and the idea was hopefully it would deter the others when they saw his punishment from doing the same crime or whatever he had done.
Just by terrorizing them, you know.
For much of the time that it was open, that the school was open, they lived on the silent. The boys were not allowed to speak with each other. And the idea was if they were concocting some kind of new plan. You know, escapes were a huge problem. They would lose all of their demerits. They live solely on a demerit system, and the amount of time it took you to graduate from there depended on how many merits you earned, or how many demerits you got and then you re-earned. You know, and there each different crime, there was disobedience, there was back talking, you would lose demerits. Escaping, of course, you would lose everything. Then you'd have to start again. So some boys were there just a short time. Other boys were there for a long, long time. I believe the average stay was about 2.5 years for most boys.
At its height, do you know how many children were housed there?
When it closed, I want to say there was about 1,000.
Wow.
But at that time, they had gone and they had made different little dorms for the boys.
So there's multiple buildings on the property, because this was hundreds of acres, the property was.
Yes, yes. There was many, many different buildings. And the dorms were run, they wanted it to be family style. So there was a husband and wife in charge of each dorm. And the dorms, you know, like the band lived in one dorm. You know, the baseball team lived in a dorm. There was Tamarack Hall, which still stands today, but it's on Cal Fire property. That was for the bad boys. They have solitary confinement and stuff like that there. But each different dorm had its own mother and father, quote unquote mother and father, running the show there.
How many years was it? It seems like a home for troubled boys, but I don't, that, you know, the Preston School of Industry doesn't really describe it either. But how long was it used like that?
It opened in 1894 and it closed in 1960. Now in 1960, the Preston Castle sits up on a hill and we're the administrative building. Now when they closed Preston Castle in 1960, they had built what they called New Preston just down below the hill. You could see it from the Preston Castle. And that was the new juvenile hall. And that building was open from 1960 to 2011. And it's now closed also. They closed up the School of Industry and then they opened what they called New Preston. And that's also closed now too.
And then at that point, Preston Castle itself's just sitting there empty after 1960?
Yes, yes. In fact, when they closed the building, they allowed people from the community and the surrounding areas to come in and take whatever they wanted. They literally took everything but the kitchen sink.
That's interesting. Just come help yourselves.
Yeah, yeah. The building sat for 40 years with no roof on it.
Hmm.
And that has resulted in the damage. There's a section of the building inside that's collapsed. You know, there's a lot of rooms that we don't have access to that are, you know, they have windows and they have wire over them so you could see them, so you could see the damage. But you can't go in them because the floors are bad. And when I say bad, I mean missing, you know, really torn up. And the building is one of my favorite parts of the building is the fact that there's bats. And that's their home. You know, there's bats, there's owls in there. But I think the bats are really cool. I love to be there in the evening time when the bats are going out. They fly all over the place and it's really cool.
I'm going to say yes, it probably is cool, but it would really give me goosebumps. That whole like bats thing. Yeah. I don't know why. I think they're pretty cool, interesting looking creatures, but
when we do investigations, I tell people do not point your flashlights upwards at them and do not look up with your mouth open.
Actually, that kind of creeps me out, but really, really good advice, Melissa.
Yes. If you get a treat, do not tell me about it, please.
I don't want to know. So at some point, they began the Preston Castle Foundation. And was that is the idea behind that, to bring the building back to its glory, to do some renovations?
To restore it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they closed it, the superintendent there at that was in charge at the end was in a hurry to have it torn down. He had done several buildings in the middle of the night. He had them torn down, and the castle was slated to be next. And three little old ladies stepped in and said, "Nope, you can't do this." And they put up a fight that ultimately saved the building. And then the Preston Castle Foundation formed, and they eventually bought the building. They inquired a lease, and then they purchased the building from the state, and it's the foundation that owns it now. And since then, they've purchased, they own the castle, they own the colonial, which was Dorm A, and there's a little officer's little house that they own. So I believe it's like 20 acres. That they own now.
When you said though the roof had been off of it for so long, I'm surprised they could really get back in there and restore it.
And you know, they brought gentlemen from the prison. They brought a group of prisoners to come in and stabilize the floors, and they did a bunch of cleanup. They really did the work to enable us to go in there now. There used to be a fifth floor, but it no longer exists. And when you go up on the fourth floor, you could see, you know, that it's not there. And I've seen pictures of it, and it was pretty dramatic, the damage, how it sat for so long.
Yeah.
And the community in the 1980s, the community pitched in and paid for the roof to be put back on it. The community really wants to see it restored, and you know, it's part of there. It's part of the town. Mm-hmm. It's been there since, you know, forever, and you know, it's a well-loved part of the town.
And ideally use it as a museum, or just do they have like an idea what they would like to use it for?
When you first walk in the building, what used to be the administrative offices, we have turned into a museum. In the back of the castle, there's farm equipment and stuff that's been donated from, you know, all over. There's pictures inside the building, there's pictures. Right now they're working on another portion of the museum that's going to be in the basement. And it's got like old stuff that used to be there, old collector stuff. And there's a gentleman that they allow to do metal detecting, and he always finds really neat stuff. And it's all on display in the museum.
And you wonder what would still be there had they not said, "Come take whatever you want."
This place was fancy. This place, it had all hand-laid tiles. It had marble thresholds. There's only one original fireplace left in the building because all the mantles have been removed. They took the fixtures off the walls. They took off the ceilings. There's a spiral staircase that used to lead up to the bell tower that's here in Sacramento in the Firehouse restaurant. You know, the place was, when it was put together, it was a fancy place. It wasn't just thrown together.
And not to, you know, rely on stereotypes, but you just have to, when you see the pictures of it and then you hear the history of it.
Yeah.
You know, and the brutality that really happened, because a lot of these kids, you know, talking about, you know, them being beaten, and I read too, where they were being neglected, you know, not fed.
Yeah.
And yes, so you think about this trauma that also went on, it just seems like this place has a very high likelihood of being haunted. And
yeah, you know, I've read stories of like in the beginning times before Company B, which is on the second floor, was built, when they were in Company A, which is in the basement, and there was like 179 boys. It was in the very beginning, and it was a very cold, snowy winter, and they had wet clothes from being outside. no blankets. They were sleeping on mats on the floors. And they were like that for days at a time, huddled together because they were so cold with their wet clothes and socks. And they had nothing to keep them occupied so that the other guards would pitch in and buy them toys. But with that many boys, nothing lasted very long. But, you know, just stuff like that, it's heartbreaking.
So very, heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking. So at some point, I'm going to guess they're in there, you know, maybe after they've bought the building and like, let's work on restoring it. Somebody had to have said, this place is so haunted. It just,
well, you know, like right now we have the whole place torn up because we're building for the annual haunted house. This is the time that we get all kinds of stuff happens. You know, paint cans will turn over. Last year, one of the volunteers, he was new, and I had left him upstairs so I could go to the basement and get something. And I come back up and he's walking towards me in like almost this sprint. And I go, are you okay? He said that he had saw a curtain, you know, kind of blow like somebody had walked through it. And he went to go check it out. And I was in one of the rooms. I had a bunch of dolls and I have this rocking horse over there. The rocking horse itself is like 90 pounds. It's huge and it's heavy. And he said he looked in the room and saw the rocking horse rocking by itself. And I was so happy for him. I said, congratulations, you know, you had your first experience. And he was the only one up there on the floor. He was hoping that I was there, you know, and he saw me when I come walking up. You know, we get all kinds of stuff, shadow figures and you know, apparitions and disembodied voices and you name it, we get it there.
So it's, you do really cool. A haunted attraction in the building every year?
Yes. Yeah, we do a haunted house, and it's the first, second, and third floor, and then part of the back patio.
And this truly would be one of those places, because I've talked to some places before that are notoriously haunted, and they do the haunted attraction too. Is it part of the attraction, or is it just part of the building? You know,
yeah. And
what are you experiencing?
People have come to paranormal nights there and showed pictures from the haunt that they have taken. You know, like one lady showed us a picture she had taken of her friends. And in the background is a picture of, you know, one of the ladies that used to volunteer there. It sure looks like her. But she's not like, you could tell that she's not part of the picture. You know, she's kind of grainy and kind of like almost a green color, you know, and it's just really cool, you know, that other people have experiences too, you know.
And I'm assuming you have as well.
Oh, yeah. I have lots of them. Lots of them. Because I'm there, you know, I lead the team, so I'm there all the time. I don't like to miss a paranormal night because I'm always afraid that I'm going to miss something good, you know? And, you know, it's just, I love it. I think it's cool. A lot of people say I'm crazy, you know, but I think it's cool. I don't get scared there anymore. You know, I in the beginning I did. My first couple times experiences there, I screamed and I tried to run away, but it doesn't scare me anymore because I know that there's nothing there that's going to hurt me, that they're just as curious as I am.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they know you a little bit now, or they think they do.
Yeah. It's every so often, one of them will call my name on an EVP or, you know, they know my face. They have to know me. I'm there all the time.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about Preston Castle with Melissa Zellico. For more information, visit their website at prestoncastle.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you'll find everything there, also all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.